Commander.
Hello.
Greetings.
Hello.
Divided in two.
Why?
Because it's smaller.
To three, because it's bigger.
Oh, okay, into three.
What the hell do your teachers do? Come on, sit down. Sit down! Now, tell me. We have two thirsty animals that are dying. A dog and a cow. We have enough water for only one of them. Is the dog or cow the priority?
The dog.
Why?
Because a dog's eyes are similar to those of a human being's eyes. It's a faithful animal, and it can guard the house and shepherd the sheep.
Well, if you have a cow, it can give birth to calves, and you can milk it. If you have an ox, it can plow the farmland. Huh?
Gives birth to calves. Plow land.
We can give the water to the non-halal flesh animal so it can stay alive, and we'll slaughter the halal flesh animal to eat. So we'll give the water to the dog. Why?
Because its meat isn't halal.
Listen, boy. Learning the principles of our religion is one of the necessities of becoming a caliph. It's a shield and a sword for the caliphs.
But I'm more interested in poetry.
That was great, Yazid. Well, hello. Yazid's father. Yazid isn't interested in religion and war. He's interested in love and romance. He's a supporter of dogs by nature. Don't make the poor boy a prisoner of religious principles and do's and don'ts. Pay attention to his interests.
You can bend a piece of wood only when it's young and supple. Anything new about the battle?
I don't have good news. Ali wants to reach his goal through his sermons. His sermons have shaken the companions of the camel. They have become frail. It seems that Ali is going to win the Battle of the Camel by using his mouth, not his sword. He's met with Talha and Zubayr.
Mm-hmm. Has he dissuaded them?
No, not yet. But they've seen Zubayr after his meeting with Ali. He isn't willing to fight anymore.
Send a message to Marwan right away. Tell him that he even has to give up his life for this war if it's necessary.
I've already done it. I wrote to him that Ali has promised Zubayr the governorship of Kufa.
Amir, teach our crown prince some politics.
Oh, no. Politics is the disease of the middle-aged. Abu Yazid, he gets drunk by drinking wine, not by drinking knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
He's too young for power and politics. He has to live. You must just let him...
No!
Zubayr wants to betray us. Before meeting Ali, he was the strong arm of our army. I'm sure that he's changed his mind because of the promise of Kufa's governorship.
Hey, lizard son. Trustworthiness is the smallest honor of my ancestors. Take a look behind you. You can see your vulture ancestors who've thrust their beaks into corpses. Are you sowing the seeds of discord? You're really worthless.
Don't create trouble, Abdullah.
Marwan, dear. For your father's pure soul and my father's clean heart. It's no time for division.
We have to be united. If you want to test your swords, fine. Here is my head. You can cut it off. Put your swords back. If Malik's horse hears about it, it'll fly out of joy.
The soldiers are tired, Farid. If they miss their families and feel that nothing is going to happen, they will frown and they will yawn and will turn their backs on us eventually. We have to finish this job quickly.
Ah, you're absolutely right.
Abdullah. Marwan is saying that we haven't come here to hold a party or to lie on our backs in our tents and rest our feet and sing Arabic love songs. Marwan is saying it out of sympathy. His reasons really make sense. He isn't talking nonsense. The mother, the faithful, and Talha are determined to fight. Zubayr, the sword of Islam, is the only person who hesitates. I don't know what he's scared of. I don't.
Zubayr! What has Ali whispered in your ear? How much did you sell the Sword of Islam for, Zubayr? Say something before I shed your blood.
If Ali had any worldly assets, he would have bought a pair of new shoes for himself.
With the gold coins in the treasury, he can buy the blood of thousands of tribes. He wears ragged clothes to deceive the people. Why are you deceived by what Ali has told you, Zubayr?
Abdullah, don't repeat what people like Marwan say. You're not yet old enough to understand, Ali. Ali is all my memories. He's awake, and he woke up one of my sleeping memories. Ask the mother of the faithful, and she'll tell you what memories mean. One day, I was with the messenger of God. We saw Ali. The messenger of God smiled as he saw Ali. Ali smiled back. I also gave him a faint smile. I said Ali was an arrogant person. The prophet said, "Be quiet. Ali isn't arrogant. You'll fight with Ali and you'll be the oppressor."
Whenever you face danger, you make sayings and stories to hide from it. Why didn't you remember your nice memories when you are breaking your allegiance to Ali?
I don't know. Maybe it's because the dogs of Ho'ahap in my dreams hadn't barked at me yet. Understand me, boy. The camel in my thoughts has the right to be frightened of a dream.
Zubair, you shouldn't be deceived by what your cousin Ali has promised you.
And you shouldn't be deceived by what your aunt has promised you. If we win, although I don't think we will, the caliph will be Talha, because he's the mother of the faithful's cousin.
What are you going to do?
I might go to the desert tonight. I'm going to watch the stars. Abdullah, be careful. Your companions don't stab you in the back.
What happened, Abdullah? He won't stay away from his aunt. Only God knows what she's promised him.
Where are you going, Muhammad?
Sons have some duties to their fathers, Marwan. I'm going to ask my father what I should do.
Walid, they'll kill the caliph. We'll ambush Ali's camp tonight.
Want to issue the order for jihad after they cut off our arms? Malek, giving advice will make these people wild. They won't become tame. Why doesn't Ali allow us to fight?
To fight with who, Ash'as? If the camel has to end up in a war, it will be the most ominous war of Muhammad's companions. Think about it without the sword and the uproar. You can see the prophet's widow and his son-in-law in front of each other. Ayeshe and Ali. On the eve of the battle, a lot of evil spirits have worn the garment of truth. Should we doubt our own truth, Malek? Never.
You should doubt the colorful titles that are carried to Basra on the backs of hundreds of camels. The camel is a newly emerged idol. That is born. That is born out of people's ignorance. They've made a spiteful god out of the camel. And it knows no brother or sister. It has given swords to sons to behead their own fathers. Their own fathers. We know that.
We know all of it. We haven't come to the Battle of the Camel unknowingly. Anyone who holds his own sword with shaky hands betrays it. You need to give us a reason so our army would be convinced.
Go to Ali's tent to see that he has slapped his own face. Ali is crying blood tonight. Like me, like this. Me.
So, where's Walid?
You know what? I bet that he's unconscious in a ditch and is thinking about Gautam or something. I swell around on the occasion of this victory.
All right.
Ah, yes. Very nice. Ibn Amir, get it.
You prophets who don't have divine books and have stuck to your swords, you have to know that love is the strongest feeling of human beings, and swords can never behead it.
You're honest only when you're drunk. But I don't think you'll ever get close to love, Ogba's son.
Why don't you think so, rebellious man?
Love is in high places, and you're far too short.
I only need to stand on a cut-off head.
Even the cut-off head of your father?
Even the severed head of my father. Makes no difference. I can't breathe easily. Is Ashta among you?
He was drunk and had fallen behind.
Shirai. Remove the turban from his head and then let him go.
Did you let him go?
He had not come here willingly.
Mama, what's happened? Why are you all upset?
Because Ali's heart is broken. Tonight, Ali couldn't stay calm as he's sad. I only wish the Mother of the Faithful had heard him crying. Where are you going, Muhammad?
The person who's standing in front of Ali is my sister. I'm going to give her another chance. I am going to give her another chance, Amar.
Is that you, Tala?
Where are you going without Tala, brother?
It doesn't make any difference. I only know that I have to go. In one of the battles, I saw a soldier who had been cut clean in half, but he was still able to move.
Share your pains with me. You'll get rid of the burden.
I can't carry this. It's heavy. They are calling me. Can't you hear them?
We were not supposed to hesitate, Commander.
If you have some patience, I'll tell you something. I thought there's a point where no one can tolerate anybody else. Even if those people are Tala and Zubayr.
You're upset because of what happened before the Caliphate's prayers.
Think some more. Please, Tala. Goodbye.
Abdullah?
Yes?
Take care of your father.
Don't worry.
Cry, sister. Cry. In tomorrow's battle, a brother will fight a sister. Both of them will be smeared with blood. One of them is sharpening their teeth, and the other polishing his sword. Abu Bakr Siddiq's son is standing against Abu Bakr Siddiq's daughter. When you cry, the miserable Asma has the right to shed as many tears as Euphrates.
My dear aunt. I have not killed him yet, so why are you crying? I've come here to seal the decree. For killing him so I can cut his head off more easily. If the incense smoke wafts around and then you go and hand out some dates, this place will be similar to a cemetery. The commanders would burst out laughing if they heard about it. And then they'd make the whole world laugh at us. Have we come to grieve or to fight?
What's happened?
I'll tell you all about it later on. My aunt knows hundreds of sayings, and each of them can destroy a mountain. Aunt, you can go through the sayings and shed tears. I will go and take care of this battle. Forgive me for being straightforward, Aunt. The sayings attributed to the Prophet are like invisible swords that are killing your soldiers. Tonight, one of your famous commanders died by the strike of one of these sayings. I knew that. I knew that there's something behind Ali's numerous meetings with Zubayr. He kept talking about sayings and memories of the Prophet until he dissuaded him. Zubayr has run away. I will go, and I will come back with his cut-off head.
Abdullah!
You only have to shed tears, Asma.
Zubayr's head. Oh, sister, help me. He'll kill him. He'll kill his own father. Muhammad.
Look at my palm, Saeed. The calluses have the trace of my sword. The sword that was supposed to cut off Marwan's head is now broken. Even in the darkness of war, these eyes can distinguish the shadow of a friend from the shadow of an enemy. If you say a word, I'll sense the plot. Have you ever asked why I was closer than anybody else to the innocent caliph? Don't you want to know why I'm the mother of the faithful's confidant? Don't you want to know why I deserve more than anybody else to take revenge for the blood of the murdered caliph?
Nothing will be solved if I know these things.
Won't be solved. I'll solve everything right away. You are the commander of the wing, in the army that the enemy moved to the back of the command tent. It means treason, or negligence, or inefficiency.
Oh, keep your hands off me. I did whatever I had to do. The infiltration doesn't mean that I'm weak. It shows that the enemy is strong.
I've been looking for this point for a long time. You've been standing behind the army for some time now. You only stand there with a lot of stress. What do these things mean?
I'm tired.
Are you tired, or are you thinking about betrayal?
When it comes to betrayal, many others are ahead of me. I'm tired of all the traitors.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself that you talk nonsense in front of the Mother of the Faithful? A person who has the honor of carrying a sword should never get tired of war.
I'm carrying this sword to take revenge for the blood of the innocent Caliph. Show me the murderer, and I'm not a real man if I don't behead him.
Did you hear that, Mother? Did you hear that? He's taken the trouble to travel from Mecca to Kufa, but he doesn't know who he has to face. The sin of ignorance by Umayyad sons isn't any less serious than betrayal, is it?
Why don't you take a few sips so you won't feel thirsty?
Why are you talking nonsense?
In the end, you'll become crazy because of this very water.
Shut your big mouth, you traitor!
It's not a wise thing to talk about these stupid things in front of the Mother of the Faithful. When the murdered Caliph died, he was thirsty for the water that you would drink in order to save your worthless life.
Get out! Get out!
Here's my sword. And here are the rest of the things. I'll go forever. Marwan, the murderers of the Caliph are around us. Don't accuse Ali for no reason.
Calm down, Marwan. Sometimes we're like mirrors to each other. Sayid was Marwan's conscience, but he left.
I would never think that Abu Bakr's son would act as a spy. I'd heard that in the government of Abu Talib's son, short and young men are given important positions. Well, how do you assess our camp, my good man?
I've come here to talk with the Mother of the Faithful.
I don't think the Mother of the Faithful will talk to strangers. Will she?
I always wished I could be a sister to you. Do you want me to bring you some water and wash my darling brother's hair?
All right. So Ali's sermons have shaken the heart of the Mother of the Faithful's tent as well. So Ayesha's red-haired camel was nothing more than just a show. I'm sorry for Umayyad sons who tore each other to pieces out of ignorance. Hey, Sayid! Wait, let's go together!
Marwan! Your only chance was to get married to Caliph's daughter. If you were wise, you would have stayed with her, washed the dishes and mended the clothes.
Muhammad.
You see, Asma. Do you see what the corrupt sheikhs have created? I, Muhammad, Abu Bakr's son, from my Ayesha's bloodline, I'm considered a stranger. But these useless people who are full of complexes, are her confidants. Oh. If it weren't a sin, I swear to the sanctity of all sacred things that I would cut my heart into pieces with a sword out of shame. It's a disgrace for me to see my sisters are a plaything for the wicked sons of Abu Sufyan. These people kill their own. These people kill their brothers just for power. For them, there is no difference between Osman's shirt, Ayesha's position, and the value of a gold coin.
Muhammad, have you taken the risk to pass through all these swords just to come here and criticize us?
I had to come here, Asma. I'm the messenger of Ali's broken heart. Do you know what you've done? Do you want to know? Forget about the blood of these naive people who are tempted to uselessly follow a camel in order to take revenge. Believer daughters, come with me to the time of the Prophet. To the Ghadir Qom. To the nights when the Prophet was alone. Come with me to see that Ali was the person who lay in his bed to get killed. Think about it. For God's sake, think about it. Don't walk on a bridge that's worn out.